thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
On this prayer day, I want to just talk about something very shortly before we have our panel of speakers on this Thursday morning. I'm trying to make sure I don't say Sunday morning, because it feels like Sunday morning when he starts to plan. It's a beautiful thing when we used to go to church together. I mean, it just brings back memories. Thankful for all of my family that's came and friends to support me on this morning. But I want to hurry. I was going to talk about something, talk about Jesus, the Lord's Prayer. Then I thought about talking about Isaiah, the 56th chapter, because we sung Make Me a House of Prayer. But I wanted to talk about something, our personal prayer on this Thursday morning. Because so many times in this 2020, we know in 2021, we have all these crazy things going on. We can point the finger at everybody in the world and say, I don't like this. I don't like that person. I don't like what they did. I don't like this person politics. I don't like this person because they have this type of mindset. But on this prayer day, because we spend so much time not saying it is wrong, praying for everything else, but sometimes we're the one that needs the prayer. Sometimes we're the ones that need the help. So I want to go to, instead of Isaiah or Matthew, I want to go to the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, beginning at the first verse. And I'm not going to be too Pentecostal this morning, so don't play with me, Isaiah. Romans 12, the first chapter, born and raised Pentecostal, but I'm going to hold it down this morning. Romans 12, the first verse, it says, I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Verse number 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you, you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. So we, as we know, we're all been in class. We've already know who's talking in Romans. We know that is the Apostle Paul. So there's no need for us to go down the line. But in the next 10, 20 minutes, I just want to stick with a few words that he says, present your bodies a living sacrifice. And since we understand it in the Old Testament that they had the fatty calves, they had the goats, they had the ox that they would bring to the altar. But Paul says something different in the book of Romans, that we should present our bodies a living sacrifice, not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice, compelling us to live as examples. But what I really love about this scripture, after talking with Professor McWilliams, after talking with Dr. Naylor so many times for the years past about Romans 12 and 2, is about what he says, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And what I love about that word transformed, it means that it has to be some level of change. And I believe that every person that comes to CIU wants some level of change, spiritually, emotionally, physically. We come to CIU to play sports, we leave bigger and stronger. We come to read the Bible, to study the Bible, we leave with wisdom and understanding. We leave here, some of us married, we leave somehow different. Amen? We all leave somehow different. But I love it because that word transform is equivalent to our word metamorphosis. We go in one way, but we come out another way. We come into that cocoon, we go through that stage when we're in a cocoon, but we come out as a beautiful butterfly. And in this world where we see that suicide rates are so high after 2020, some people don't feel that they're a beautiful butterfly. Some people don't believe that they're beautiful. After we see all these murders and killings going all around the world, some people don't think that their brother and sister in Christ is beautiful or worthwhile. But we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that the testing that you may discern that of the will of God, what is good, acceptable, and perfect. But nobody likes change. Let's be honest. Nobody likes change. But we must be transformed. We must constantly. Life is full of revolution and evolution. Change must come. But it's a beautiful thing when brothers and sisters can come together, transform, knowing that they should not be like the world, but transformed by the renewing of their mind, and can sit in CIU Chapel from all nations and creeds and say, Lord, make me a house of prayer. What I love about that scripture is that when God talks to the Israelites, he tells them, he says, will be accepted, your sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. All peoples. We all have some level of sin. As we look at the prayer of Jesus, he says, forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And what's so beautiful about it is that we all need to be transformed. We've all made sins. We all need to be better. We all need to be stronger. But at the end of the day, it's also about relationships. And this thing, prayer, is all about relationships. This Christian journey is all about a relationship with Jesus. Now, if you believe that you can have a relationship with anybody and not talk to them, please raise your hand. Forever hold your peace, as they say at weddings. You can't have no relationship without prayer. I would have never got anywhere with my wife if there was no conversation. I couldn't call Isaiah my brother if we didn't have a conversation. But just like relationships, God wants to hear your voice. God knows that you have pain. God knows that midterms are coming. So just go ahead and ask him for some help. Because God knows I have to fast and pray to get through all those midterms. But God just wants us to hear us, to open up our mouths and confess that we need help. We all know that we're sinful, right? Everybody knows they're sinful, right? If you are perfect, raise your hand. All right, I had Isaiah ready to throw a Bible at you if you said that. But anyway, all of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And that's the important thing about prayer, because I love coming in here when nobody else is in here, because you can come and cry, scream, holler, run around, do whatever you need to do, and God hears your prayer. And we all come from different facets of life, and I know some of us may pray for 35 an hour, but whatever level of prayer, whatever level of transformation that you're going through, God loves you right where you are. And don't allow anybody to make you feel good because they're sitting on the front row of the chapel or the back row of the chapel. Don't make anyone feel you bad because they're wearing a suit or you're wearing J's. I'm not mad at you. I had to go change. I had J's on too because I love it. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. We're all from different nationalities and creeds, as I've said before. But what's important is about the heart. Because so many times we see Jesus interact with the Pharisees and Sadducees about they're praying, they want to boast, they're in the front, but yet their heart was not right. And the question I want to ask you today is a rhetorical question. Don't answer, how's your prayer life? How many times do you talk to God? If you were dating somebody and you only talk to them once a week, I don't know if that's going to work too well. I just know that for women, that ain't going to work too well. I can't go 3 hours. I'm sorry. But you've got to communicate. You have to express yourself. And we come to God with these beautiful prayers. And I remember the last time the gentleman came and talked about prayer. We say all these beautiful things. The Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Just cover me in your blood. Okay, that's beautiful. But when you down and out, when you really need some help, you say, God, I just need you right now. I don't have time to be quoting scripture. It's beautiful. But when you really need God, you just say, God, I just need you. I'm failing this class. God, I need you. I hope that don't apply for anybody. But God, if you do, they need you. Exams are getting too heavy. God, I need you. All these things going on in the world. And God, I need you because I don't know what to do. And the reason why I chose this Romans 12:2 is because so many times, as I said before in my introduction, we're looking at everybody else. We can point out everybody else's flaws. Come on. We watch TV. It's like sometimes it's like reality TV. We just sit there and watch everybody debate and argue. But at the end of the day, we are the ones that need help. And the reason why I want to spend the next few moments after this praying for ourselves, because we are God's chosen vessels. And after all that we've been through in 2020, after talking to students, after loss of life, after loss of family members over and over again, just talked to one of my friends. They lost 2 people last week. And I said, goodness, it's still not stopping. COVID is still here. Some of y'all might not think so, but COVID is still here. And people are still dying. People are still dying on the streets. People are still dying in their homes because of brutality. People are still in Texas need food and water. It's a lot going on in this world. But the question is, how can we make an impact? Because we say those big words, to know him and to make him known, but how can we make him known? And the beautiful thing about being at CIU is so many different avenues to talk about Jesus through sports. I thought I was going to get a hoot for the athletes, but all right. Through athletics, through music. All right, there we go. There we go. I see him over there. He just chilling. He said, I ain't going to say nothing this time, but here we go. Through athletics. Through the preaching of the word, through music, through missions, through all these different, through business. Can't forget the business. I got somebody. Through teacher education. Woo whoop. I used to be teacher ed. Got to have some love. Bible major. Woo whoop. Dr. Naylor. All right. I saw a hand move. All right. Perfect. I got some people in here. But whatever your avenue is, we should now take this time to quote Romans 12:2 and say, God, transform me, the renewing of my mind, so that I may do what is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Because it's not about us. But at the end of the day, we are called to pour out. We don't come to school to do all these things, to learn about the Bible, to learn all these degrees. But at the end of the day, we're all here to service somebody else. That's why I ask you to pray for somebody else, because sometimes our prayers are selfish, but rather we never ask God, how can we help somebody else? But on this day, on this prayer day that the African American Student Association is in charge of, I'm sorry, Dante, I forgot to say it. We have the scans. I'm going to say it while it's on my mind. Make sure that you scan. They're going to put it up after chapel. I checked that off my list. I remember. But here we go. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you can come out and help somebody else. Because if you're working in ministry, if you want to go back home and save your family members, whatever you want to do in life, God says you need to be your best self. We don't want no bad goods. If I went to Walmart and the oranges was rotten, I would have a fit when I got home. I might call the manager so I can get me some free ones. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. See how you paychecks. You got to do what you got to do. But at the end of the day, God says, I don't want bad fruit. I don't want the less. I want your best self. So at the end of the day, we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we may do what is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God. What are your secret sins? What are your pillow sins that nobody else can see? What are those secret sins that you think of that God says that you need to go to your, through your stage of cocoon so that you can come out better? Some of you say today, how do I even have a prayer life? What do I even do? And that's what the panelists are here for today for, to take us through how to establish a prayer life. How do you have a prayer life when you're doing 10 million things? How do you have a prayer life when you have exams that same week, when you have chapel, when you have all these things, work, sports? How do you have a prayer life with all this? But God says, I just want a little bit. I'll take a little bit of your time. Start small, then get bigger. We do all these other things. We have time for Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, MySpace. I hope you're not on there. But we have all this time for everything else, but we don't make time for God. And one last thing I want to say is that on Apple devices, I believe they have it on Galaxy. I believe that Apple is called by God. It's the apostolic. It's the best device in the world. But at the end of the day, you know, I did something and I tested myself because this word hits me first. And I said, you know what? I want to see how much time I have on social media. And it went from 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. And I'm going to see how high it got. And I said, Lord, I need to pull back. But we make time to connect and email, all these other things, DM, everybody else. But how much time have we really made for God? And when we truly start to pray, and as we also will talk about unity and how to come together, that's where the answers will come. But because before we talk about diversity, before we talk about unity, we first must come to God. He said, seek first my kingdom and all everything else will be added unto you. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness and everything else will be added unto you. Seek first God and everything else that you need will be given to you. And I think somebody here today may be thinking, you know, I asked God, but he didn't give it to you. But was it in his will? Because as Jesus said, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Sometimes we're praying for things that we want for our flesh. You know, I want me a Maserati. You know, come on, man. You know, God's thinking like, you know how much money you make? You know, I want a Range Rover. I want a Bugatti, or I want the new Beats. You know, I'm just talking about where I came from. That's what the things we were asking for. You know, I want new Beats. I want the new J's that drop. But God said, what glory does that bring me if you ain't even saving? If you're not even tithing it. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Go through that stage of cocoon. It may not be comfortable because nobody likes change. But one thing that's beautiful about CIU, and I call them my brothers, they keep me accountable. They say, Doc, hold up now. Pull back. Don't say that. And sometimes I get mad. I say, I want to say it. Let me get it out. But you have to have accountability partners that keep you through that stage of change and transformation. And as I conclude, I want to read this just one more time. He says, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Every head bow, every eye closed. As we're going to pray for ourselves, whatever is on the inside of you, that secret sin that you may have not asked for forgiveness yet, go ahead and repent and say, God, I'm sorry. That thing that you said, that thing you posted, that thing that you thought of, God, we just want you to forgive us of every sin and everything that we've done wrong, everything that we said, everything we've thought, everything that we did. So God, we say, just make us a house of prayer, oh God. For you said, pray without ceasing. So we want to spend this day having fun, laughing, but also spending time getting to know you. As much as we want to get to know our loved ones, our wives, our husband, as much as we want to get to know our friends, our significant others, we want to get to know you more, oh God. For God, your mercies are new every morning, oh God. We thank you for your grace because we don't deserve life, but yet you give us life. Yet you sent your son to die on the cross on Calvary for us. So God, we're thankful. We give you all the honor, all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Transform us by the renewing of our mind so that we can be a blessing to somebody else. For it's just not about us, but God, we want to pick up our brothers and sisters, oh God, and bring them with us, oh God. Show us the way to love our brothers that may not look like us. Show us the way to love our brothers that may even do hurt, harm us, oh God, and do hurt to us, oh God. But God, just as you said in your prayer, forgive us of our sins as just as we forgive those who trespass against us. For somebody here is depressed, somebody here is down, but God, we want you to lift them up, oh God. Lift up their heads, oh God, and give them joy and the peace of your Holy Spirit. And everyone said amen.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.